Johnny Russo's on the show, the original Hollywood Godfather and brand ambassador for Corleone Fine Italian Foods. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
So the last...
we need a new year after 2020.
Sure do.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Last time we talked to you, you were telling us the story of how you killed someone in self-defense in your bar in Vegas, and how that turned out to be a soldier of Pablo Escobar.
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Oops.
And you got to get Gianni's book. The very first chapter covers this, and what an amazing restaurant this sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wanted to be seen there.
Yeah.
Beautiful 50-foot red carpet led to the door, and the door was flanked by two gold plates with Gianni's name on it. And the door, you knock on the door, and they open the little
speakeasy.
Let you in. And yeah. He had 86 women who worked in rotation, waitresses. Everyone was just dressed in tuxedos. The girls,
nines,
black
yeah.
stockings and the black shorts and crisp white shirts. I mean, it was a place to be seen.
Yeah.
And you'd get whiplash from turning and looking.
Look at that person.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, that's Sinatra.
Hey, so-and-so. Hey,
hey, there's Don Rickles.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hey, there's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hey, how you been? Good.
Engelbert.
So this guy has a scuffle with a woman and cuts her open. Gianni runs over, hears the sirens, says to the guy, "You got to get out of here." The guy says, "I'm taking the girl with me." He says, "No, you're not. She needs an emergency." The guy is still holding the bottle and takes a swipe at Gianni. Gianni pulls his head back and gets his chin cut. He's bleeding. Gianni's most mad about getting blood all over his shirt, which he waited 6 weeks for.
I love this shirt.
Yeah. And then the guy starts coming at Gianni, and Gianni pulls out one of his gold-plated 22s out of his vest, shoots him in the head. Guy doesn't go down, shoots him again in the head, and then twice more in the chest. He's dead. Cops come. And it looks like a good killing, but they say if you get any, this guy was a soldier for Pablo Escobar. He was on business.
Yep.
Right? So he said, if you get a message from them, let me know. What was the message?
Well, it was in my house, which was a guarded community. And it was a Marielito who the guy was. And they had this whole Santeria in my living room, which is about a 4-foot radius thing on my carpet with pictures of my kids and salamanders and blood. So I didn't know what it was, and he didn't either, Detective Coots. So they called a lady from UNLV, the college there, who knew the Spanish ways, and she said, "You're marked for death. The only problem is they're going to kill your neighbor, your friends, your dogs, anything you have that means something, and then you last." And I said, "Well, I can't let that happen. I already had like 7 kids." So I
and these pictures that they put in this circle of blood in your living room, by the way, your building was well protected, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like a garden apartment somewhere, yeah.
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 The pictures that they put in there weren't pictures you had hanging on the wall. They were surveillance pictures.
Yeah, so they already were watching my kids.
Ooh.
No, that is scary.
This all happened in 24 hours.
Damn.
And somewhere in there, you went to see Robert Shapiro, the famous OJ attorney?
Oh, yeah, that was Steve Wynn. We all know that name from the Mirage and the Wynn Hotels and all
that.
Yeah. They were very close friends of mine. And he said, "I made an appointment for Robert Shapiro." This was on the Monday morning after this happened, late Saturday, Sunday morning. That's how fast this was. And I said, "I don't want to go see this guy," because they didn't know where I was going. I was going to go see John Gotti and get over to Bogota. And but I stopped there first. And I this guy was such an arrogant guy then, even before the OJ trial. If you remember, he was part of OJ's defense team.
It's the very first guy.
So I get there at 11 o'clock in the morning like I was supposed to on Steve's jet. And he's in Century City, which is right next to Santa Monica Airport, fortunately. And he's waving to me like, "Come on in." But he's on the phone, and he waves to me like, "Sit down," like I'm some kind of puppet. He don't know how nuts I am right now. I have 81 stitches. My throat's all wrapped up from the guy cutting my throat. And he did that a couple of more minutes. I went over and hung up the phone. I said, you know who I am? I says, yeah, I do know who you are. How am I in your office if I don't know who you are? And he said, well, these people. I said, what do you mean these people? You mean Steve Wynn? And I named the names that why I were there. I says, you're rude. I got nothing to worry about here. And I left. And Steve Wynn called me in the car. He said, what'd you just do? I said, I don't need this guy. I got it handled. Because they didn't know what I was going to do. They thought, you know, this may turn into a trial. They don't know, because it was a 21-day inquest from the district attorney's office. But I knew what I did. There was no love triangle or drug situation.
No, right. It was self-defense. There were witnesses.
Kill or be killed.
You knew you were going to be okay. You didn't need a high-powered attorney.
No.
And the guy who stitched you up, gave you all those stitches, that was the famous Elvis Presley doctor, right?
Yeah, Dr. Elias Ghanem. Yeah.
Is that the doctor who later became, he was the guy who gave Elvis all the drugs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, he was Elvis's close friend.
Oh, okay.
Well, he must have been doing something right, because Elvis gave him a Stutz for Christmas.
It's very generous for cars and all that. Cadillac Stutzes, yep.
All right, we're going to talk to Gianni Russo about the meeting with John Gotti, the sit-down, how all that happened and how that went. And then how do you get Pablo Escobar off your back?
How do you do that?
Yeah. Chaz,
I went there.
In the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Gianni Russo's on. He was in The Godfather. He was with Marilyn Monroe. Sinatra taught him to sing. Brando taught him to act. That's just the beginning of his story. It's just a little bit of the iceberg there.
Yeah.
So we're talking about when Gianni killed a guy in self-defense in Vegas, and it turned out to be a soldier for Pablo Escobar, who was in town for business. So you had to, and now Pablo's looking at you, and it doesn't look good, and you had to go to New York to have a sit-down with John Gotti.
Well, I knew John was doing business with him, and so I figured, let me go to John, and John could set it up. And he was more than gracious to set it up, because he figured, once I get over there, he'll never see me again. He and I always had a love-hate relationship.
Why was that?
Well, you know, John is, when John got made, and, he, you know, it's all about John. So even like when I was constantly asked to go to Regimes and meet them late at night, which is the hot club in New York. And I never wanted to go, because if anybody ever said, oh, well, that's Johnny Russo from The Godfather, this guy would get twisted out of shape.
Because there's more attention going.
Right, yeah, right.
If it wasn't him, you don't want to be there. I didn't want to be there anyway. They sit around with a whole bunch of mobsters looking at girls. Forget about it. I'd rather be sitting with the girls looking at the mobsters.
you started with Big Paul Castellano, so there had to be some.
Oh, I started before that. I was with Paul's cousin, Carlo Gambino, since I'm 13. He was the one that sent me to transistor radio while I was in the hospital.
Right.
No, I mean, no. The Gambinos are all my life.
And you didn't.
Which is why my family, you know, in Sicily is very close. That's still a major family in Sicily, active family, the Gambinos.
I
go way back before all of these guys do.
And in your book, it doesn't seem like you're fond of, or were fond of, John Gotti or how he ran the family.
Well, he forgot that it was a private organization. You know, you don't talk about it. This guy was grandstanding. And another guy did the same thing for Chicago, Tony Spilotro. They destroyed the whole outfit for Chicago, as John destroyed the mafia in New York City. It'll never be the same.
There's one story that you list in the book that I think is a good story to kind of set up John Gotti, and then we'll go into your sit-down with John Gotti. You went out, was it you who went out to a club with John Gotti to see Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Yeah, we all decided to go. Frank was at Radio City Music Hall, and so they said, oh, let's go see, you know, the kid. So we all went over there, and they put chairs at the Tavern on the Green, a famous place on, you know, Central Park. and they put chairs for us, like in a row, like an, you know, an
it's like
auditorium.
Goodfellas, where they bring the table out for
set it right in front. Yeah,
yeah. We were like to have a table. They only brought chairs. That's how packed the place was. And the kid kept referring and Frank.
So Frank Sinatra Jr. is referring to his father as Frank.
As Frank, yeah.
Instead of dad.
Himself.
Right, yeah.
So John got pissed. He said, it's your father. Call me your father. And the kid kept saying, Frank. We all got up while the guy's in the middle of a number. Come on, let's get out of here. It was like 10 or 15 guys. We walked out on this church.
Come on, let's get out of here. All right.
But that's John Gotti. He would just yell out.
Yeah.
He's telling Frank Sinatra Jr. how to do his show.
Right. And I would listen.
In a way, he was right for a change, because the kid was referring to his father as Frank. Why not say my dad?
My dad.
The only reason you have a career is because your name is Frank Sinatra Jr.
Or the fact you're here in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the sit-down with John Gotti. It was at a famous John Gotti hangout.
Yeah, it was always the Ravenite. That's been there forever. That's the club that they used, 127 Mulberry Street. I mean, as far as I can remember. And anybody becomes the boss of the Gambino family, that's where they hang. So I went to see him because I knew they were doing business in Bogota with Pablo, and he was more than happy to make the call. But because he thought, this is it, get rid of this guy. There'll be no more Godfather announcements while I'm in the club.
Right.
So when you get there, there's a guy named Joe Watts.
No, Joe is the guy who made the arrangement for me.
Okay.
Joe's a very close friend of mine.
All right. And then Joe was a guy who taught Gotti how to dress?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all saw John early on in his career as a hijacker with those jumpsuits and all those, that whole Brooklyn crew dressed like that. While we were wearing Brioni, they're wearing Adidas.
Right. And so Joe Watts
is the dresser of dressers.
Right.
And a friend of mine since we're 14 years old, man. It's crazy.
And then, so
but anyway, he made the arrangement, fortunately, and I went over. And the only comfort I had was I met him in a church, and I got into the church, and it was only one person. The upper right-hand corner of the church, I walked down the pews, and as I was walking down the aisle, you could hear the pews creaking. His men were laying down on the. As I walked past, they sat up, and they were all holding rifles. And I'm saying, oh, my God. And as I get closer to Pablo at the altar in front of a Blessed Mother I never saw before, had all snakes and people reaching out of hell at her feet, trying to hold a hand or get to her.
Doesn't sound like a good scenario.
Yeah, no.
No,
it wasn't at all.
Because right. At first I thought, well, he's not going to kill someone in a church because he is he
well,
was,
that's what
he
I
was
felt,
religious.
Too.
But right, that doesn't yeah. sound like a normal church.
But a hell of a welcome mat so far.
Yeah.
But it even got worse. As I got closer, I was smelling flesh. And I get closer, he's burning his fingertips over the candles.
Oh, my God.
And I'm saying, what kind of ritual is this? Only to find out later on, a lot of his people did that, so they never had fingerprints.
I was going to say fingerprints, yep.
Yeah, so I mean, and then I got to him, and he turned to me, he said, are you Russo? I said, yeah. And that's all I remember. Somebody hit me in the head. Next time I wake up, I'm two stories below his prison that he built for himself in Bogota. And there's body bags all around me. I'm shackled to some chair. And they're having their way with me. And I don't know how long that even went on.
What do you mean by that?
You know, torturing me. And they're going to have fun with me. And I mean, the stench in that room, just from the previous people that they killed, it was ridiculous. And they're all in army fatigues. And then not too long, I don't know, fading in and out of consciousness. There's one guy who shows up, and he's manicured, dressed, and I don't know who it is. And I see he's got in his hand The Making of the Godfather, the book.
Oh.
And I'm saying, what's this about? And I hear his voice for the second time now from the church. And he says, why don't you tell me you were Carlo in The Godfather? That's my favorite movie. Clean him up and bring him up to the house.
God. Oh, my God. Really?
My bad.
That's
Sorry.
All it took?
Oh, my God. You're the guy from The Godfather.
Maybe you should have led with that.
That's happened to me a couple of times. Even I met Saddam Hussein. The same thing happened to him. I can't believe that, you know, these guys are so into this movie all over the world.
Yep.
You know, Ashley just, she's Italian. She just watched The Godfather for the first time over the weekend.
I know. You know what was so nice about it? We were texting each other. She watched it the first time the only way you should, with her father, who's a fan. Because he could introduce and interpret a lot.
Right. He did. There were times where I had to pause the movie and be like, Dad, what's going on? And he goes, well, I've seen this over 35 times, let me tell you.
And smack in the head with the ring finger.
He broke it all down for me.
Pay attention.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we have some questions for Ashley to see how much she retained from this movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And Gianni, you'll be witness to this, and you could judge Ashley's performance here. Johnny Russo is on. He played Carlo in the movie The Godfather. And his book is a must read. Hollywood Godfather. We're linked up WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Ashley is Italian. Finally saw The Godfather. And Phil's going to ask you some questions to see how much you've retained. And Gianni, let us know how you think Ashley's doing.
Please.
All right. No trick questions here, Phil.
No, these will be pretty straightforward. We'll start very easy, Ashley. Right.
Name
all of the Corleone children.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Sonny, Michael, the girl that played Adrian in Rocky. Maria?
Connie.
Is it Maria? Connie. That's right.
No, it's just Connie.
Not Connie.
Just one time.
There's one more.
There's four children.
You there is?
One more.
Two and a half there, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Is there another
Alfredo. Yeah. You like Alfredo pasta?
Oh, Alfredo.
I'm smart, too, Mike. I'm smart. Like when you said I'm dumb, I'm smart, too. Smart.
You know, that's Fredo funny. Was so nervous he couldn't even hold the gun when his father was being the attempted assassination.
All right, delete that question.
Yep.
Gianni, I hope this doesn't change your opinion of me.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't care for you.
All right, the man that married Connie at the beginning of the movie, what is his first and last name?
It's Carlo. It's Gianni. And his last name is not important.
As he's on the phone, you say that.
Do you remember your last name in the movie, Gianni?
Carlo Rizzi.
Rizzi! Oh, my God. My dad's going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, you're getting hit with the roof.
You know what? I'm funny. I've been in contact with Paramount on a lot of issues. But The Godfather Coda just came out.
Right.
And the good news, they promoted all our Italian products, the Corleone Fine Italian. During the whole thing, we hit 600,000 households.
Smooth.
Wow.
And even with the recut, I was hoping, where's my son? When I baptized my son in the first movie, I named him Santini Rizzi. They never mentioned what happened to this kid.
That was at the very end,
that's
right?
That's like Italian wine, doesn't it, Santini Rizzi?
Yeah, it does.
Try some Santini Rizzi.
It's so funny, though. I mean... Well, anyway.
Did they put it in Coda?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Ah.
I still never happened. I mean, I'm dead. I went through the windshield. But what happened to my son? Where's my boy?
Seriously. Can't say, what's the matter with you?
And it's their sister. And she's like the Dawn in Three now. She's running the family. And where's the son? Where'd he go?
Right.
So crazy.
Next question.
Okay. Who sleeps with the fishes?
Oh, that's so easy.
Oh, they deliver the vest with the fish in it.
This
and it's
is
wrapped
so easy.
Up.
Oh my God! Come on.
All right, hold on. It's the bigger guy at the beginning that goes to see the other guy who wants to sell
What's
the
his
drugs.
Name?
They just named half the characters.
It's not Carlo, is it? Carlo's the other guy.
The big guy goes to see the big guy.
This is Carlo.
No, it's not
Carlo.
I'm
went
Carlo.
Through the
I don't
windshield.
Deliver fish.
Right. No.
Carlo got pulled into the
it's
back
the guy
seat.
That goes sees the other guy that wants to sell drugs at the bar.
Yeah.
Luca Brasi.
Oh, Luca Brasi. Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Who reminds me of Big Pussy in the Sopranos.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, totally.
That's one of the first characters he references, like one of his first lines on The Sopranos is talking about Luca Brasi.
Right.
Christopher screws up his name. He goes, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. He goes, it's Luca. Luca.
To be fair, yeah, this movie has a lot of characters.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah. All right, next question.
All right, it's another name, Ashley. What's the name of the police officer that punched Michael in the face? Get off your phone. Get off your phone.
That's a tough question. Gianni, do you know that one?
Do I ever? McCluskey.
That's it.
And he was played by Sterling Hayden, a great actor.
Michael kills him in the restaurant.
Yes, him and a very good friend of mine.
He got the shot in
Fury,
the neck, right?
Yeah.
The first shot went to his neck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't finish his pasta.
I got
no.
Well, it came out.
It wouldn't go down right.
When meatball came out, it in your mouth and it comes out your neck.
You were saying?
So your lesson, you have to watch it again, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah, really.
I didn't retain very much at all.
No, I did. I watched it. I'm just bad with names.
There's no musical, obviously.
Right. And I got another one with a name here. Who does Michael marry in the movie?
Oh. I was so upset about this because he leaves and he ditches her, marries some other girl in Italy.
What's her name?
I'm deflecting. Maria.
Nope.
Really? That's West Side Story.
Kay. She's an American.
No,
K-A-Y.
He doesn't marry her in this movie.
Yes.
He marries the woman in Italy.
And then he comes back and marries her.
Apollonia.
And he has children. He marries Apollonia, but then he comes back when she gets blown up.
Yeah.
And he marries Kay.
She has,
he has
weird
children
boobs,
with her.
Doesn't she?
Weird boobs.
Like, her boobs.
All right, we're
going
to pick up this conversation next Monday. And we got to talk to Gianni about how he spent his New Year's. And then he's got a 10-part television movie coming up. And
awesome.
We can't wait to talk to him. Gianni, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Oh, please. That'd be great.
Awesome.
Thank you,
brother.
So much.
Appreciate it. Gianni Russo, the original Hollywood Godfather. We're linked up to all his stuff on the radio station website. Thank you, Gianni.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.